A jury began deliberations today in the federal trial of singer R. Kelly. The R&B artist is accused of kidnapping, bribery, sex trafficking, and racketeering, among other charges. Amna Nawaz is back with our look at the case and a warning for some viewers. This story deals with explicit references to sexual assault.
Judy, R. Kelly has faced allegations of sexual abuse for more than two decades and has settled multiple cases. But this is the first criminal trial he's faced since being acquitted of child pornography charges back in 2008. Over this trial, prosecutors brought 45 witnesses to prove racketeering charges. They argue that Kelly oversaw a criminal enterprise with associates helping to lure underage girls, boys, and young women whom he sexually assaulted and imprisoned. Kelly pled not guilty. Emily Palmer is covering this for the New York Times, and she joins me now. Emily, welcome to the NewsHour. You have been listening to those witnesses as they've shared their testimony, horrifying details. Tell us a little bit about who we've heard from and what they've said.
This case is built on the stories of six women. Five of them testified, and the first woman to take the stand, the first woman to ever actually take the stand and testify against R. Kelly, was a woman named Jeronda Pace. She was 9 months pregnant at the time, and she took the stand, and over the course of 2 days, she delineated what she said was a system of abuse that began upon her first meeting with R. Kelly when she was just 14 years old and attended his child pornography trial in Chicago. 2 years later, she met up with the singer again, and he began having sex with her almost from the get-go. She outlined horrific details of sexual abuse as well as physical abuse. And from there, the trial just sort of pushed forward. We heard also from a woman named Stephanie, Sonia, a woman who testified under the name Jane, and another Faith. They all came forward and they talked about the same thing. They had testimony that actually stretched all the way back into the 1990s, all the way into just a few years ago. And they were saying the same story over and over again.
And Emily, as prosecutors say, it wasn't just about the predatory actions of one man, that there was an entire network of enablers around him. Tell me a little bit about how they made that case.
Absolutely. And that network of enablers is actually the whole reason that we're in federal court right now. The racketeering charge that they have put against R. Kelly allows them to go stretch all the way back into the 1990s and bring these stories of horrible things that happened to women like the R&B singer Aaliyah that would normally be too old to actually prosecute. But by charging him with racketeering, something that's usually used against mobsters, they've been able to establish that this, we're not talking about a successful music company, prosecutors say. We're talking about an enterprise that allows R. Kelly to cash in his fame and stardom to have sex with underage women, girls, and even boys.
So, Emily, R. Kelly has pled not guilty. He's denied all the accusations against him. Tell me about his defense team. How did they answer some of these allegations and handle the witnesses?
His defense, from opening arguments through cross-examination of 45 witnesses, through their own five witnesses that came and testified earlier this week, through closing statements, have kept to a very specific story. They say this is a complete conspiracy to undermine a successful R&B artist who, you know, enjoyed younger women, but there was nothing illegal about it, they say. They say that these sexual acts were completely, they say that the women were happy to indulge R. Kelly, were fans, even super stalkers at times, that they wanted into the relationships, and then they became jealous and hurt and upset, and they were coming after his money.
Emily, I think a lot of people will listen to this and wonder how. How did this go on for so long without charges of this kind being brought?
It's really important to look at the people who are accusing R. Kelly. And most of the people who have taken, a majority of the people who have taken the stand are Black women who have historically not been heard, especially in cases like this. And this is really a huge moment in the Me Too movement. We've had other trials. We've had Bill Cosby. We've had Harvey Weinstein. But this is the first big, high-profile case where a majority of the accusers are Black women. And it's really going to be interesting as the jury continues to deliberate because, you know, for many, many years, people knew what was going on. His employees knew, even to a certain extent, the public knew, and yet nobody did anything.
And we'll be waiting and watching for that verdict. That is Emily Palmer of the New York Times covering the trial of R. Kelly and joining us tonight. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.